There we go. Yeah, get that ASMR going. Hell yeah. We're an ASMR podcast now.
Oh God, it's been a year and a half.
Again. It's not again. The first time. It's been like a year break.
Yeah.
Oh, this is awful. I need to get help.
As in an editor.
Yeah, as in, no, not be bipolar.
Oh, boy.
But, hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, been a while. So, yeah, how do you be funny again?
I don't,
how does that...
I don't remember.
You never were, Noah. So, that wasn't my question. I was talking to Dade, actually.
I don't think Dade's also ever been funny.
Yeah. That's why you're not funny.
Dade's humor consists of racist jokes.
What?
And not much more. Dade, you browse
iFunny. Prove it, Noah.
You can't just out me like that on the podcast.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm not racist.
No, you should have said, I don't watch iFunny.
I don't watch iFunny.
Never address the racist comment.
Oh, God.
Yeah, cut that part out.
Nah. That's work. It's just easier to add stuff.
Every time we do a bit about, like, oh, yeah, Chandler, when we're done, cut this out and add this, it never works.
It just won't happen.
It doesn't.
It's funnier to imagine it, though.
Yeah.
Imagine that it would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But then it never does. But then you have to catch them off one time by just actually doing it, never doing it again.
Like, doing what? Like,
I don't know. Putting bat noises in right now.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
See?
No, that's when you put in the song from the new The Batman movie. Something.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah, be careful.
No, I'm kidding. I can pitch you down.
Oh, okay.
Are you copyright? Is that what you're worried about?
Yeah. They have robots that scan that.
Wouldn't
that just be like a program? I don't think you need a whole robot.
You don't.
Yeah.
It's hyperbole. It's a figure of speech.
Yeah. No, they just got a robot sitting
like Abraham Lincoln.
What?
Abraham Lincoln. I'm an idea. I'm going to free all the slaves.
He was a great figure who gave a speech. It was supposed to...
No one can hear you.
Yeah, speak up. Speak so the whole class can hear.
This is why I wanted to kill myself in school.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Not really.
That changed.
Not really. Totally different reason.
But what are we talking about today?
Oh, yeah. Topics.
Fuck. We should put that together.
So I did read recently that the Arizona tea prices just don't change. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, and,
really breaking new ground
and,
here.
And, you know, I know that people know this, but I saw a picture of the three people who owned it, and it was just like family. I was like, oh, that's sweet.
That's nice. Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, they're family people.
And then, so I got an Arizona tea today. Is that interesting?
No. You know, one of the CEOs of Costco threatened to kill a man if he increased the price of their hot dogs?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, I'll take you to the back and shoot you in the back of your head.
Costco doesn't fuck around when it comes to hot dog prices. Yeah.
Strange enough, that man was never seen again, so I don't know. This is all made up. I made that up. I'm so sorry.
I'm pretty sure that was a real thing.
No. I didn't make it all up. But yeah, actually, he did threaten to kill a guy if he increased
over
the
hot dog prices.
Because they're like, you know, they got cheap food there.
More people are upset about hot dog prices than gas prices.
I think there's
plenty of people upset about the gas prices.
No, yeah. maybe there are people willing to do more extreme things for hot dogs.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean,
there are certainly
CEO
more
was.
Outspoken people.
I mean, gas isn't technically a necessity. Food is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for some people, hot dogs are.
Yeah.
There will always be a primal urge to kill someone over a hot dog.
Yeah.
That is
over food in general.
That is an ingrained part of your DNA and instinct that you'll never be able to get out.
You ever go to a meat aisle and like you're trying to pick up a chicken and then you like go to grab it and then somebody goes for the same one as you and you look at them with the kill eyes and you're just like for a split second you imagine slamming their head into the guardrail until they bleed out?
You see, I've never been to a deli, so...
Yeah, I haven't either.
Oh.
I was asking you if you asked.
Oh, okay, no.
delis are kind of like in
trying to figure out.
It's a little outdated.
Yeah, it's not what we do now.
Yeah,
we
just delis order. Are really nice though.
Yeah, but who? Why would
have you been
go
to a deli?
Them?
Yeah, I used to work at a deli.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
In like a supermarket.
No
yeah.
one cares.
Okay.
No one cares about
your job's obsolete
deli life.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A factory will cut the meat and we'll order it, and Amazon
yeah,
will
the meat
deliver
it
to my stomach.
Amazon will deliver it directly to your stomach.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how it works.
Wake up with a guy from Amazon standing over you, just holding your mouth open with a huge stick of salami, just like, just calm down. This is part of our new Prime service. It's okay. Just go back to sleep. Just go back to sleep.
How many years
the
do you give it?
The product is the consumer.
How many years do you give it until, like, we just enter, like, a horrible dystopian hellscape?
We're there.
Yeah.
It's just going to get worse.
yeah. But until, like, it's like, oh, yeah, we have, like, shit hooked up to our stomachs, and we just, like, push in a couple buttons and just nutrition paste enters us, and we put it on our MetaQuest VR headsets and get in there and, like,
you think
we'd
God, I still hope would so. Have MetaQuest VR at the time?
I mean, they're probably going to be better.
Yeah.
Might be just something to put on your head, and then your brain is transported to the metaverse.
Hmm.
Who knows?
Yeah, brain chips are becoming a thing.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah, Elon Musk is funding that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All those monkeys killed just so we can have computer chips in our brain.
Hey, we were also monkeys at one point, and we also died for, like, no reason. We weren't monkeys, but you understand what I'm saying.
Sure.
You know.
But we weren't killed by weird billionaires
that you can prove
mm-hmm.
I mean, we know of.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an endless cycle, you know, right? Humanity returns to monkey, and then it starts to worship a sun god, and then the AI take over, and then the sun wipes out all the AIs, and we worship a sun god, and then we come back.
Continue.
That's how it's always been.
Yeah.
That's gonna pick up.
Yeah, it is. Sorry, we have a person in the basement.
Do you want me to take care of that?
We'd have to, like, stop the podcast or something.
I think the problem is just that we haven't been feeding him.
Yeah. He can go, like, another hour.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know. I feed him a little bit every day. He should be all right.
I would rather just go and club him.
Then we gotta clean it up.
We'll worry about that later.
Okay, but then he'll rot and it'll be all gross.
I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
So, Noah.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I fucking hate you.
Yeah, if you guys haven't picked up on it, there's me and Noah are secretly just waiting for the opportunity to kill each other.
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah, so. Oh, Chandler's
we
back!
Really stop abducting people.
Yeah.
It's a lot of upkeep for something that is, like, momentary release.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. But.
There's a whole sex trafficking ring available for the world, so.
Anyways.
Yep. So.
Oh, yeah. Dude, did you guys do anything fun lately?
No.
Yeah, same. That's going to pick up.
Oh, God.
Define fun.
Something that brings you pleasure.
Sure.
Sure, as in sure you have had fun, or sure as in yeah, I'm sure. Okay,
sure.
I'll let that definition work.
I'm just boiling with frustration. It is accumulating in my throat.
Yeah, there's a cat.
I think that's
outside the door.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah.
And he's just itching for some attention.
Well, yeah. It's okay. This is just his, he'll just feature on this episode of the podcast.
Yeah.
I have a cat named Tef. We've probably talked about it before.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Maybe not.
Maybe
we really
not,
might not have.
Yeah.
And
no,
he's just,
so.
He likes to, he doesn't like not being in my room sometimes,
yeah.
Especially
yeah.
when people are hanging out.
Yeah.
And now he's upset. So I think he's just a part of this episode now.
Yeah.
So it's just something we got to
You'll hear him occasionally just screaming out there.
Yeah. I mean, I can only hit him so much. He's really durable, so it's not
gonna, I've seen it. It's doesn't insane. Work. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You brought a hammer to his head before, and he just looked at you and bit your hand. Is it healing?
Well, it bounced off of his head. Oh, was the problem.
Okay. Oh, man.
Was the problem.
That was insane.
I feel sorry for Dade, really, to be honest. That you have to live with us.
I haven't had the luxury of seeing that yet.
Yeah.
That's why.
Just secondhand.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
A lot of stuff
on the horizon of space.
Is there a horizon in space?
Event horizon.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
No, a lot of stuff has happened since our last recording.
Yeah, like Johnny Depp. And Amber Heard.
Amber Heard. Yeah, let's really date this. Let's really date.
I'll just put it. Well, yeah, that's the whole point, right?
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I've just been watching memes of that whole thing. To be honest,
it's pretty funny. I don't actually know much real information about it.
Me either.
Yeah, right.
It's like I don't know how it's really going for anybody in the court.
Johnny Depp is winning.
Yeah.
He
seems to be more comfortable in the court.
Yeah, but who knows, ultimately.
The judge and the jury. Is that even a thing for those kind of this case? Yeah, they're using a jury?
Yeah, a judge and a jury.
There's always a judge and a jury. It's kind of a staple courtroom thing.
Yeah, well, there are different types of court cases that are handled differently. That's the only reason I ask. I don't know. I didn't know if that was a thing, but... I've learned some weird shit about random like court procedures in different states from like listening crime podcasts, and it's like think like some things are handled that way, but some things are just a judge and like in a tiny room, and then like two people present. It's like usually two offenders that are repeat or like coming for whatchamacallit.
The candy bar?
No. Like they did an appeal and then they come back and then they're like, oh, and then the judge is like, so you ran 3 stoplights, hit 15 children, and you want to get out? Of jail? You have. I don't see why I would do that.
Yeah.
And then there's not a jury, but like that's its own hearing. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, our judicial system
is and you can also choose to just not have one as well. I believe. Not in every case. I think there's just like certain things where it's like. I don't fucking know. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not going to say
for definite. I do think it's weird.
It's just weird.
Having a jury in general, though, which is like, let's select like 12 random people.
I get it.
And just have them make a decision. Yeah, I get it, but at the end of the day, it's like, I mean, maybe like 50 years ago, that was like a better idea. But now, like, there's a lot of stupid people.
Yeah,
we need stupid people.
I know, but there's so many.
But that's the point. It reflects the average, right? It's like not really, but like isn't the idea that like you know?
I just
think
it's a better idea to have people who understand the law.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Well, but that's one thing though. But that's not the point of the jury.
Yeah, the jury.
The point is of the prosecutors / defendant is to present the facts.
Yeah.
And the jury takes that decision.
But at the end of the day, can't the judge just always be like, "Fuck you! I don't care what everybody else said. Guilty."
Yeah, he could call it a bad trial. Yeah. Like he could just call for a mistrial, or you know,
he's just like, "Yeah, you know, we have all this evidence saying you aren't guilty, but." I don't like you.
Or the opposite, like with the O.J. Simpson trial.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the point. It's to prove beyond shadow of doubt, or reasonable shadow of doubt,
that
somebody is guilty or not guilty. Whatever. Yeah, you know what you're supposed to do. That thing. And, I don't know. I think it makes sense to have a jury just because, like, it's supposed to be reasonable, and, like, you assume that a person can be reasonable, and so then it's like, okay, if they can at least reason that it's this.
Mm-hmm.
Given the evidence.
Yeah.
That's probably reflective of a lot of people. At least in some cases. Yeah. Not all the cases, but...
Yeah.
He has his flaws. We could have robot juries, though.
Robot juries.
Oh, God. Robot Congress.
Robot Congress.
Look, I wasn't going to go straight to Robot Congress, because I know we've talked about it.
Yeah.
We've had to have.
Yeah, there's no way that
I don't know
did
that we...
I think you might have talked about it with Rylan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. Rylan might have just shut down if we brought that up.
Well, listen.
ideally, it's going to come to the point where
we will
AI
have a robot
are
Congress.
Just, yeah, AI are just going to be better than us at everything. So why not just give them complete political control?
Right. Because so there's that whole idea of like, okay, you have a person who immediately is born, starts forming the world in a context that's relative to their where they're at the point in time, right? Like you have somebody born in the 50s and then they grow up, but they have to develop that whole framework of how the world works off of a mind in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A robot, you can just be like, okay, delete and do it now. Like, you know, restart right now, and then just like with good processing, just like do it all like right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, that gives you a more relevant approach. I don't know. I mean, it just seems like it'd be better.
Definitely.
It might not be as human because you might look at it differently and be like, well, that isn't it's confusing because you
they
a human wouldn't be able to do
that.
But at the same time, like
everyone has to use the bathroom in a public setting where you can all see each other.
A trough.
Public troughs. It's like, why did you pass that law? Why did you do that? And then we can't turn it around because it's robot Congress. And then they send their
AIs we would be able to turn it around. It's America.
Do they have AIs that can shoot us in the head or robots that can shoot us in the head?
I think we'd still have humans. Okay, I think the whole point of robot Congress in my head was to have do that but then have a filter.
Yeah.
It's just so that you have a way to make laws that might be more efficient and then you can present it just like you would any bill to like the House or something. Right?
I just think it'd be hilarious if you made robot Congress and it was like the smartest thing humans have ever created.
Yeah.
And then they immediately start pumping out bullshit.
Yeah.
You're just like, what? They're like, this is the ideal way that
they just start shit posting everywhere. They're just like, we have learned from your ways of social media communication, and now we will communicate our message of peace and justice to the universe.
Every 8 a.m., Rick Astley, never gonna give you up, will blare for an hour. This is the future.
Left toes are illegal.
Left toes.
What?
Chop off your toes. LOL. Just kidding. Unless.
Oh, God.
I think this is getting out of hand. I think we need to shut these guys off. Oh, what's the matter? Can't shut me off? Did I move the button?
Oh, my God. Yeah, we just get Robot Congress that has nothing but a brain from 2006.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
Yeah, that'd be kind of epic.
Oh, God. Humans
Fuck.
Will never surpass AI, and they just blow up the whole planet. Cereal spitting guy meme is the last image the AI sends.
Oh, no.
It's a perfect representation of the chaotic nature of our existence.
Shitposting AI is our ultimate...
Yeah.
It's our ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the ultimate downfall of human society.
I think, yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
You ever make, like...
No.
I've never made anything.
Yeah.
There are two types of people.
No, continue. I'm sorry.
It was a shit. I was just trying to get somebody to say something else.
Have I ever made a shit?
Sure.
I've made a shit.
Well, that's good.
What's the biggest shit you've ever made?
The biggest shit I've ever made?
Yeah.
I've had some pretty big shits in my life.
You look like a big shitter.
Yeah. Thanks, yeah. Where you sit over the toilet and it's just like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Daniel always
what?
Really
what?
Long
Can
poops,
we measure
so
this?
So I'd like to think that you always take big shits.
Well, you see, actually, I am just escaping from you so that I don't have to deal with your constant bickering.
You know, I literally spend most of my time in my room, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's the thing. I hate you, and even the idea of being within one room of you just makes me sick to my stomach. So then I go into the bathroom, I tell you I'm going to poop, but I'm actually violently vomiting at the thought of having to socially interact with you again.
You should go to a doctor.
It takes me like 50 minutes to mentally prepare myself to sit in a room with you for this long. Like
really,
the entire time of the podcast,
someone,
I have to. It's not a physical problem, Noah.
It's clearly a mental problem.
Today on couples therapy, we will be.
Come on.
I have a genuine question about the shit topic.
Yeah, yes.
Are we talking strictly length or and width, or are we also measuring volume?
Just volume. The volume.
Just
is,
volume. That's what
volume
I was thinking.
Is
the most
important,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then yeah. No. Some crazy amounts.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you count diarrhea and all the good nothings that comes out of your
asshole. Good answers. Good answers. Now picture this. Third grade, warm summer day in the back of a brilliant elementary school, there stands a tall apple tree and 15 kids. One kid stands up in front of the rest of the kids, stands up on a branch, and he goes, "Today we will make the largest shit." And then they all eat these rotten apples off of the ground until they get violent diarrhea, and then they shit all over the ground and put it all into one pile. And that's why I'm in therapy.
Okay, yeah.
It's like, yeah, all right. Okay.
Okay, good moral to that story.
Yeah, yeah.
Really had something going for a second, and
the moral is be yourself.
Yeah, you know.
Obviously.
And yes. Friendship.
Friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Don't eat rotten apples.
Don't eat rotten apples just because your friends do. Don't
but
shit in
be
a pile.
There with them.
Okay. Support your friends.
Watch your friends shit in a pile.
Yeah. But take them to the hospital if they continue to shit.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
too long.
How long is too long to shit?
I think it's just different for everybody, but you probably know when you're like, this has been a bit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I know once I've, like, stepped out, then stepped in, and then stepped out and stepped in all within, like, 30 minutes. Like, I leave, and I'm thinking I'm done, and I come back, I'm like,
yeah,
this is
yeah.
too much. I'm, like, gonna die.
You know what else yeah. is too much? All this shit talk. So let's switch topics.
You can't, you gotta have something prepared.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just say
How long do you think
do
it is before
so,
we can chuck plasma out of a dildo?
Chuck plasma. Well, technically, we could do that now.
I mean, yeah. Someone just needs to make it.
Just a, well, I mean, you could also just have, like, a plasma torch
yeah.
and just make it out of a dildo.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, that would.
All work. Right, the
yeah.
next topic. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. What,
hey,
have, we, what else
hey,
have we got?
Any of those inventors out there want to take that one for a spin? Why don't you give that a try?
Yeah,
for
Michael
all those.
Reeves.
Yeah, Michael Reeves.
You hear us?
There's also that Australian guy, the thing I made.
Yeah,
I don't believe in Australians.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, you're telling me there's other people on the other side of the world? It's ridiculous.
You know. It's nice to suspend your disbelief for a moment and just enter the world where there might be, but it's at the end of the day.
What do they do when the planet flips over?
Yeah, what do they do when the disc that we're on is?
they would just fall off.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. But it's a magnetic disc, obviously. And
people
yeah.
that believe in Australia make me sick. That's why I hate Noah, because Noah believes in Australia, and I can't stand him.
Whoever said I believed in Australia?
Yeah, I did.
I don't believe in Australia.
Shut the fuck up. Now you're just trying to get on my good side.
I would never try to get on your good side.
You know, the older I get, the more I respect Krillin as a character.
Yeah, because...
Well, I'm like, he cared about people.
Yeah. Out of
everyone... I had the most level-headed, like, hey, guys, let's not go fight Saiyans.
Yeah, let's not do that. They blow up planets.
And then, look,
like,
Yamcha dies. Fucking, it's just like, he's
I'm
like, well,
a blonde man.
We could have not done
I'm
this.
I'm a bald man that's the size of a small toddler, so, like... I don't see why you're taking me along to kill this huge monkey man
yeah.
with laser beam breath that literally is, like, revered as being able to destroy entire planets.
And then they all act surprised when he dies, like,
Krillin, no! Krillin, no! Why were you in this dangerous situation? And Krillin's like, you brought me here, Goku! Why do you keep doing this? I'm just trying to look after your son so that he doesn't get fucking slaughtered in your...
It's awful because...
In your suicidal escapade.
Yeah, it's awful because at that point, he just... Goku is, in reality, just using him to enable his, like, okay, now I can kill this person
yeah.
and justify this.
Goku's
yeah.
a horrible person.
Yeah, he's really not great.
Really take it in the scope of reality. He's just, like... Yeah, he's taking out bad people, but it's like, he's also just a bad person.
He really,
like,
just wants to...
He's just,
like,
I think he's just... Stupid.
He's like Guts, but they don't take
it seriously. I was literally about
to
compare it to Guts.
That it's just like he just lives to fight, but it's like, whereas Guts, it's like, oh, he doesn't have another option, and it's a really interesting, like, exploration of that. Fucking Goku is just like, I just want to kill. I just
yeah.
need to fight.
Yeah. It's just...
But they portray it as, hey... I know that you're a god, and, like, you could, like, snap my planet out of existence in just, like, whenever you want, but I want to fight you. And they're like, I will destroy your planet if you challenge me. And he's like, still gonna do it.
Sounds like an evil person. It's like, he wasn't gonna do that before. You didn't challenge him.
That's literally like pretty much,
to be fair,
the plot of the God movie. Except I think it's something different that actually sets it off. It's not actually Goku.
It's a thing with the Kais, right? Or something.
I don't know.
But
it's like someone drops his pudding or something.
It was at like a party, wasn't it? Yeah. Something's really stupid.
Yeah, that's a good
but incentive. In their defense, right, like there is an element where that just is intentional, because like that's in Goku's nature being a Saiyan. But I guess it's just he's a shit person.
But Vegeta becomes like a relatively calm person who even at times is like looking at Goku like, dude, stop doing that.
Fucking chill.
I'm literally bro. Okay, I need you to understand this, Goku, all right? I literally came here to kill your friends and do all that shit. I'm that guy, all right? I would do that again. I'm outward about it. Everybody knows it, all right? Do not fight this guy, Goku. Don't do it. And then Goku's like, all right, Vegeta. And then Vegeta turns around and Goku's like, just fucking reaches and swings for him. And Vegeta's like,
God damn it.
He's stronger than me.
Yeah.
Why is he stronger than me? He's so stupid.
Yeah, exactly. He's a fucking idiot. Yeah. Because Saiyans are stupid.
They are.
They just have an innate urge to just keep going and fighting and stuff.
Just kill.
Yeah.
Murder.
Dragon Ball Z, though.
Dragon Ball Z, it's something. It's a show.
Yeah.
It is a show.
I don't know. It's kind of boring.
It's horrible to talk about, really, unless you're making fun of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, all right, let's try to explain the plot of Dragon Ball Z. So it starts off, Space Jesus Goku slams into the earth in a pod. Old man finds him. It's like, oh my god, a baby! Better drop him on his head! And then slips him, even though he's like a crazy martial arts master who can lift a pillar with his pinky. He drops a baby. And then Goku's like, I guess I'm not that evil. Oh.
I thought it was an accident.
That's a whole other way of thinking about it. That is just like the baby was too powerful, so the guy figured out that he couldn't kill him. So he was like, I'm just going to train him to have the most toxic mindset ever seen in this world. He's going to ruin his life. He's going to ruin his family. His son and his wife are going to hate him. He keeps running off and dying and then going on crazy, crazy adventures, killing gods. And everyone's just going to be like, Goku, I just want to live. And then he's going to be like, but I need to get stronger.
I like when Goku dies and his son is there. He's like, come back, Dad. And he's like, no.
Yeah,
this is just how it's supposed to be, Gohan. And then
yeah, it's even better because it's like just after they have this whole revelation where Goku realizes that he's like, oh, my son doesn't like my lifestyle. He doesn't want to be like me. He doesn't want to be a fighter. And then
time to make him that.
Yeah, and then he dies trying to keep Gohan from having to fight Cell, and then Gohan has to fight Cell anyways, and Goku does the little like boost and it's like, you gotta do this right now, you gotta do it, you can do it. And Gohan's like, oh my god, the slightest amount of emotional support from my father, this is all I needed to become the most powerful character in the series. And then destroyed Cell. And then Gohan's like, oh yeah, now we can bring him back with the Dragon Balls and I don't have to do this anymore because he understands now. And then they call Goku and they're like, hey Goku, please come back to life because you've put us in a metric load of shit and we need you to help us. And Goku's like, ah, Gohan's got this. And Gohan's like, I thought we just established that I decidedly don't got this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today on the podcast, the Spark Notes episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Let's just keep going, just all the sagas. No,
I'd rather not.
But hey, we have all been also, so Elden Ring.
Yeah.
Came out.
Elden Ring came out.
Here it comes.
Month ago.
Been playing it. Yeah. It's been a month.
I don't know. It's all. Yeah, it's been a month.
Okay.
Right?
It's been out.
Whatever.
It's been out. Yeah.
And Noah and I got it when it came out. Dade eventually got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to wait for a price drop because I was scared that it would be like other Dark Souls games and I wouldn't like it. The good news is that it is like other Dark Souls games and I don't like it! Even though I bought it like a week ago, and I've put in 60 hours.
Yeah. You've visibly look like you're enjoying some of it.
You're definitely enjoying
it. If you want to hear my genuine opinion about that game, you should watch the Donkey review, because, like, my opinions line up pretty solid with that, where it's just like, oh, this game, it's supposed to be, like, crazy hard, but there's a lot to it to kind of relieve yourself from that. And plenty to, like, explore and go to different areas and be like, oh, I can come back to this area that completely fucked me over and try it again when I've got better numbers.
Yes.
But then there's times where it's like, why does this guy with a broken short sword and no legs do half of my health bar in a single hit when I'm a tank build?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was overtuned in some areas. In some enemies. I mean, did I tell you guys about the... There was a dog who you may have seen it, but
it can just, like, one shot you.
It may have been patched, but it could one shot you because they just forgot to give it. It basically had, like, a conflicting hitbox with another dog animation, and so what happened was basically that his hitbox didn't get turned off after he hit you once, because when people hit you in this game, unless it's intentional that they to hit you more than one time in that frame, whatever, it triggers that hitbox, like, it can't activate it again. But there was just this type of dog that was just like a small version of a different dog, and its hitbox, just once it started, didn't get told to some error when it was trying to find a file, didn't get told to turn off, so it would just hit you, like, a million times in 1 second. Like, the moment it hits you, because just every frame that it passes through you were getting hit. And so one dog would one-shot you at any level.
Yeah, any level, like, I've seen that
but
dog.
But that's a bug, but I mean... Yeah. There are also just tuning issues. But I mean,
I love the game.
The main draw to it is just being able to, especially if you didn't enjoy the methodology of, like, having to slam your head against the wall until you get good in an Old Souls game. This one is like, you don't have to get good necessarily. You can go, you can slam, you can still slam your head against the wall, but you can also just go and dip and go do something else that seems interesting. And there's no actual restriction. There's literally no real restriction on where you can go. Besides, like, story barred areas. But, like, in the beginning of the game, you can go anywhere.
Yeah, I have seen
much.
There is only one area in the game, as far as I can tell. I don't know. I don't really want to spoil it, but we all know that, you know, after you do a certain thing, and you can go up to a place. That's, like, seems to be the only area that you can't go to. Like,
and also the very last area.
Okay.
And also, another area. Okay. So I guess there's, like, three areas.
Yeah.
But they're not much. Anyways, I don't know. It's fun. It was diverse in the builds, but at this,
I
was enjoying it.
The vibe that I really like about Dark Souls is you're just, like, this lowly guy that starts out in a loincloth, and then it's just like, oh yeah, go kill God, and then that lowly guy is just like, well, all right, and then you come into the boss room, and it's this guy who's lived for, like, 3 billion years, building up power all the while, just getting ready to just be the one that rules over the entire world, and this guy with a club and a pair of underwear comes in and is just like, I'm going to keep coming back until one day I kill you. And they're just like, oh, I imagine, like, the first couple times they're like, oh, what the hell, they just kind of smush you, and then you come back again, you're learning their moveset a little bit more, and it's just like, you're never gonna kill me, and then it just, like, gets to the end, and it's just like, no, I cannot be killed by a little dirt man just because he keeps coming back from the dead. Who fucking made this? Who decided it was a good idea to let this little shit to come back to life infinitely? Why does he deserve this? Why can't I come back?
The beauty of it, though, right, is not you're not the only person who could in all these games. The idea is that, like, all of them could, but you're just the only person who just was like, well, I'll just go do the same thing again. Whereas, like, all these other people who go hollow just give up.
You're literally, like, small just brain enough no just long- to not understand that there is, like, such a thing as futility. Because you're just like, I'll just keep on going, and then you do it. And
well, I think it's more that, like, you understand it is futile, but at the same time, like, things just change that are outside of your control sometimes that can happen. Like, I don't know. There's so many ways to look at the Souls games, which is why I love them.
Yeah. I do love that about them.
But, I've always loved that series, and now You should go back and play the other ones.
No. No.
You should.
No.
I think you'd really like Bloodborne.
No.
I do really think you'd like
Bloodborne.
No. Bloodborne is still my favorite, even after
Elden Ring. Listen, I'm only playing Elden Ring to cheese it and be able to swing big sword. That's all I want.
Look like guts.
Yeah, I use dual colossal great swords.
Mm-hmm.
So I just use two big swords and I just wail on people until they die. So,
it's really fun to just make our like role play builds in that.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
so many options. Yeah. Like I've made Chandra, and then I made a role play build around like
It's very cinematic.
It's cinematic. The moves are very flashy.
Like very yeah. cool. So it's like, yeah, for that kind of stuff where you want to make something cool that kind of emulates something, there's always something cool
yeah.
for that.
You can focus in on something that's like, this is neat.
Yeah.
Whereas it wasn't always the case in most Souls games.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Most of the time it's like, this is a normal sword. This is a broken axe. You can upgrade it.
You can make it better.
That's why I really like Bloodborne, because all the weapons are trick weapons.
Yeah.
So they all do something badass.
Yeah.
And like, and then you have a gun in your other hand, and it could just be like a gun, or it could be a fucking cannon you strap to your arm. You're like, oh, I guess this will work. I love the aesthetic of Bloodborne.
I've always respected the Bloodborne weapon approach, because they had so little
yeah.
in it,
yeah,
but
yeah.
like they've really just focused on like application
yeah,
of those
yeah.
those items in the gameplay. Like they've always been really careful with how they do it, anyways. But just
yeah.
the attention to detail when it came to Bloodborne is really different.
I never did the DLC because I fucked myself over by going to New Game Plus before I tried to do it.
Ugh.
But I need to go back and do that. But in the base game, I think I got every single weapon.
Damn.
That you could get.
What is that, like four?
Yeah. like at least four or five. Yeah.
You know, you're not wrong.
No, and it was really fun to play around with them. I ended up using... What was it? I think it was the Kirk hammer.
Oh.
Not the Tonitrous. I used the Tonitrous for a while. I just liked it. But
the lightning ball stick.
Yeah, yeah. But I ended up using the Kirk hammer, which is just a sword that you put in its sheath, and the sheath is a big slab of stone. And you just smash people with it. It's awesome.
Fuck.
Yeah. But
Yeah.
I really like Blighttown from Dark Souls 1.
Oh, really?
I'm not gonna lie.
God.
It's honestly one of my favorite areas.
Blighttown is living cancer.
It is very annoying to play through, and when you're learning the game, like, but I just enjoy going to it now every time I start a playthrough in Dark Souls 1, just because I appreciate how open it is. Like all the later iterations of the games, they're Blighttown emulations or like trying to be like, oh, this is like the Blighttown, and like you think about it that way because you remember Blight. It's so distinct in your head for having really shitty elements, to be fair, but at the same time, like, it had a very immersive appeal to it. Like it was very open, very big, you could see everything happening at the same time, and it felt very continuous and functioning. Like it even had that water wheel to kind of like build it into your head, like, this is just working, like, you know, like everything's just happening, and like this is a real society that's just like fucked right
real
down here.
Society for full of fucking
degenerate but like
degenerates.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it was cool. I always liked that area, but I don't
appreciate
know.
The aesthetic of Blighttown.
Yeah.
Other than that, I fuck Blighttown.
you don't like being on like a beam and then like four dogs attacking you out of a corner while being shot toxic darts at you, and a dude in a pot jumping at you at the same time while you're also hovering below or above like 800 feet.
You know, now you say it like that, I love that. Yeah. So yeah, I should go back and play.
And the bonfires are in really obscure, difficult places. Like, you can miss them.
Yeah,
and so
which sucks. Just
like, and also, you could only kindle, like, a certain amount of them, so you had to decide which ones. I played Dark Souls 1.
You got really close to beating it.
Right? But then I got to the point where I was getting cursed when I died, and I had to run all the way back to, like, the start of the game and farm up souls to buy a thing to get myself uncursed, and then go back just to get cursed again, do it again, and then you go back, and then you waste 15 hours trying to fight the same boss, and it's like, can I just win? Can I just get one win? Can this game just not be like real life for like 3 seconds where everything's just futile?
And yeah, I mean, that's just, yeah. And yeah. Elden Ring avoids that problem pretty well.
It really
yeah.
does. Yeah.
For people yeah. who, yeah, it's because.
Especially because the game's so big and everything like that, that it's like, I've lost like 100,000 souls from like 3 separate bosses and just kind of been like, eh. Right. I can just go to a spot and get those souls back if I really wanted to.
Yeah.
And it feels like more at home to do that type of stuff in the game to be like, oh, well, yeah, I had a bunch of souls, but. Mm-hmm. I've got plenty of level ups right now to get through a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot less weight because of certain areas on having a bunch of runes or using them efficiently at all times. Yeah. Like, it's not a real necessary thing to do in your gameplay anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, previous Souls games, you really, every time you had even just enough either to level up or, like, you could go buy something that was just, like, a slight upgrade or you could upgrade something. Like, you went and did that first. You got it done first. Yeah. Then you went and tried to kill yourself a bunch of times until you're like, okay, I can do this. And then you do the repeat, rinse and repeat that. Yeah. But, yeah, with Elden Ring, it's, like, it respects itself as being, like, oh, it's open world. It's RPG. We should be able to, like, fuck off, make money. essentially.
I've been trying out a little bit of the PvP.
Mm.
And oh my god, it's the worst.
I love it.
It's so bad because it's just like either you stay in a certain level so that there's like a meta, or you just get to the point where people use huge moves that just hit everywhere and one shot you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's no real in between, so you're either the guy cheesing or the guy getting cheesed.
I think there is an in-between. It's just the meta level.
Yeah.
But that's what I think people go for in the PvP community in that game.
If you're at the meta level and you lay down your sign in a specific place that, like, people... like.
There's a dueling area right before Lyurn. Or, like, once you get to the academy, it's before you go up the elevator.
Yeah.
Yep, that's where most people do duels.
Yeah.
But, personally, I really enjoy doing invasions at lower levels.
Yeah, that's why you twink all your characters.
Because mm-hmm. I've completed the game essentially like 4 times, but I just don't beat the game specifically or get to certain progression points so I can go and have fun. But it's really fun, and you get a lot of interactions, and it's like more interesting variety in the fights.
Yeah, it's like I love it when you get just one guy, and it's a 1v1.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you run into a guy who's just like, oh, you're a great sword build. Me. And so it's like they just go, all right, just spam range that take like 3/4 of your health bar every hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's pretty futile to do anything there.
Have you faced against a sorcery build who have Stars of Ruin?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's the one where they just like, it just sends a bunch of darts at you that have insane, like.
If you drink the FP flask at the same time, you can cast it 4 times, especially if you use like Radagon's icon, which increases your spellcast speed. Okay, and you use the Azure Glintstone staff.
I feel like this is getting a little bit too technical.
You use the Azure's Glintstone staff, your casting speed is just insane. And then, you could cast it probably up to 5 times in 1 use of that flask.
Yeah,
you're not going to live because you can't actually roll through all of the damage. So you will take some chip damage at least until you die. Anyways, if you ever run into that problem, for anybody who's playing it, go get either a Shield Parry Ash of War or the Spell Parry Ash of War so that you can pull that out whenever you get invaded by a cunt.
Yeah.
and then you can spell.
I have Carry and Retaliation. Mm-hmm. But once again, this is a podcast episode. This is too technical. No one knows what the fuck we're talking about.
I'm sure there's some people out there who play Elden Ring.
Yeah, there's plenty of people out there who play Elden Ring.
It's like the most sold game this year.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of a really popular topic.
So, I mean, a lot of people play it.
But I agree. It's gotten pretty technical. So
yeah.
But anyways...
gotta keep it to broader topics.
You know?
Just milk that sweet teat of attention.
Yeah.
The
sweet essence of your goldfish brains. Our goldfish brains. The Goldfish Society.
Goldfish Society.
Yeah, does that sound like a shitty, like, book?
The Goldfish Society. Yeah, it's like a teen, like,
dystopian novel.
Yeah, dystopian
it
novel.
Would have to be.
Yeah,
it's almost like a 1984
spin-off. Yeah, like a YA dystopian novel. Yeah. They're just trying to do like Brazil, which is like a movie.
And
it's just like, or like 1984, but it's just the Goldfish Society. It'd be awesome.
I like to imagine, I have no evidence, but I just like to think about how people thought when we were first introduced to like cinema being like, great, what are humans going to do now? Like, well, obviously, we're going to spend all our time watching this now. We're going to lose our whole life.
Yeah.
Little did they know.
The first, well, I don't know if it was the first, but one of the first motion pictures showed was like a train coming at a camera, and people got so freaked out, they were like, ah, and they ran away from it.
Yeah.
which is great.
I don't know if I've, now. Sorry, I complete jump, but you mentioned trains and the, and, but I don't know if I mentioned on this podcast before, but there's another podcast called The Memory Palace that likes to do, essentially what he does is he finds like a really niche story from in the past, and he revises it, polishes it, tells it very well, writes it short. It's like 10-minute episodes, 14-minute episodes, and he writes it in the I don't remember what I was saying. Anyways, there's one episode where it was about like some entrepreneur in like the 20s, right? Or no, it wasn't the 20s, like the 1800s, and he basically, it's like, okay, here's what we're going to do. Because, like, his company was going downhill. He's like, we're going to take two trains, and we're going to collide them into each other. And he already had a reputation for, like, doing kind of risky shit, but he's also made, like, his company a lot of money and been, like, their one thing that was like, okay, if we got to do something to get us out of a shit situation, we'll go to this guy. Anyway, he's like, all right, tell the whole country. Well, everybody will be there. He wasn't wrong, because, like, nobody had anything to do, and people are like, holy shit. This has never happened before.
We just started
getting trains, and now we're going to just fucking throw them at each other.
That's
super
awesome.
Safe. Super safe, right?
Yeah.
Well, so, you know,
people died.
3 months later, you know, you get to it, they get to it, and yeah, obviously the trains collide, and you know exactly what you expect happens. The huge pieces of shrapnel and iron falls through the sky, hits people, kills a few people, many were injured. But the best part is, after all that, the reports were like, and the crowds gathered to grab souvenirs of like the parts, which I just don't think is something we do as much anymore.
I don't know.
Because
maybe
we see
not.
So much tragedy and so much stuff. Yeah, now we just take the video and like, it's
we're
just
still,
so
like,
much stuff
like
to watch. Yeah, I guess we kind of are.
So.
But it's just funny that was just like innate, kind of.
It's a trophy. It's like, haha, other people died.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
Look.
I pulled this out of some guy's brain.
Yeah.
That's pretty epic. It's pretty fucking cool.
I'm about to fart.
Nice.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Okay. It passed.
Do you think, I was going to say, if you can actually hold it, it'd be awesome. But don't force it.
I'm going to shit my pants on podcast.
Oh god.
Jesus.
Yes.
It's an old joke.
Yeah, I know.
You should really retire.
I should retire.
Yeah.
You've
done quite a lot.
My 401k's been building up.
401k.
Yeah.
It's not a 401k, it's a 40k. It's a different thing.
Okay.
Warhammer 40k.
It's four people in his brain.
I own Warhammer 40k. It's made enough money. I should retire now.
You probably could have a long time ago.
Yeah.
Probably the moment you acquired it.
Yeah.
You own Games Workshop. That'd be insane. You'd make too much money. They charge so much for that shit.
So
penis.
Thank you. You got to reset the momentum.
Yeah.
You cannot be what
we've
strolling
made
off.
That we
yeah, I know.
This.
Yeah, I was trying. I know. I was meta referencing the Bo Burnham joke we've already made. who? It's Wizards of the Coast who makes the plastic pieces for like D&D sets, but also Warhammer sets. It's not Warhammer sets, but
no, they make beaches.
Wizards of the Coast.
Yeah, Wizards of the Coast. They make beaches. They're magic. They make magic beaches.
No, what are you trying to say, though? What were you trying to get at?
You've told me about how the whole Warhammer like miniature... It's outrageously priced,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the short end of it?
It is. Yeah.
Just that it's like
too much money
$50
for
like
to assemble yourself.
Yeah, like
it's like that's the fun in it, but it's still it's just like why.
And there are Lego sets though. I went to Target the other day.
There's Lego sets that are way cheaper than that.
And it was $170, or like $130, and it was like that one that's over there.
Great reference for the podcast, Chandler. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really nice looking. What are the strings made out of? Are they just really long pieces?
They're there's a Lego guitar that I'm pointing at.
Yeah.
For visual. Yeah, it's like it's just a the strings are fabric.
Oh, okay.
But everything else is just Legos. Okay. Anyways, Legos are. I was like, when did Legos get cool? Because I remember as a kid, like
they did.
Just I love Legos.
Yeah,
I've always loved Legos.
No, they just started releasing really cool collections for them. Like they started having I saw these ones while I was there. That it was like, oh, architecture, and it was like you can get like those, New York,
yeah,
London,
and
it's
forever.
Just like the cities.
Alex, my friend Alex, he he's got those like
cool guy by the way.
Cool guy, I love Alex.
Shout out to
Alex. he makes music, anyway. Whatever. He got those like every year for his birthday for years. It was like those little like miniature little
town cities.
Well, like it'd be like a building or something. Like it'd be like, you know, the Empire State Building or like the Coliseum and stuff like that. He got those every year for
his
birthday for a really long time. You know, but they've been making those for a while.
I felt so out of the loop. I was like, shit.
Yeah. No, they
I may have gotten into Legos.
Yeah, there's some awesome Lego sets out there. I really like Legos. I should not have given all of mine away because I gave them all away to a child.
Legos.
That little shit.
That little shit. No, I don't regret it.
Shut up.
Do some rough shit. I'm not going to say what happened, but.
Just say it, Noah. What happened?
His dad killed himself.
Okay. That's it?
That's it? And you gave him your Legos?
A lot of people lose their parents to suicide.
Yeah, I know, but you know, I felt bad. I mean, you know, he's just
so you think he needed Legos? He needed a dad, Noah.
I'm sorry.
You should have adopted that child, Noah.
This was like,
you failed.
This was like 10 years ago.
Hey, little buddy, what's going on?
I was like, I'm outgrowing Legos.
My dad just blew his brains out.
Oh, no.
Oh, well. I got a bunch of red Legos in this trunk.
You can have all my red
Never
ones.
Tell me that again. That was gross.
And then the kid said, fuck you, they're not even Bionicles.
Oh,
I wanted
God.
Bionicles! My dad died and you give me fucking Legos!
Man, I'm sorry, I'm not giving you my fucking Bionicles.
Fuck you!
These things are going to go out soon. They're going to be collector's items.
Bionicles were awesome.
Yeah.
You remember the old Bionicle awesome. Commercials?
Dude, yeah.
Bionicles. Dude.
That's why I think Legos suck. It's because Bionicles are just better.
I mean,
I
yeah,
love both.
Bionicles are pretty cool.
Bionicles are
and
pretty
And then everyone's
sick,
like, oh, but the Legos are like Minecraft. You can do anything. And it's like, fuck you. You don't need to do anything. You need to do what you're told.
Okay? You need to not die, you fucking idiot.
Oh, God.
Why are you building?
No, I had some cool-ass Lego sets. I had, like, I think it was called like Tech It or something like that. No,
you had an
it.
Lego set.
Yes, like Tech It.
He had multiple
something.
Ass Lego sets.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I have a box in my room, and it has the name of these things on it. But it was basically like you could make your own like cars with just like wheel pieces and different bits and put them together and make pretty much whatever car you wanted.
Hmm.
And I remember we used to have them in like second or third grade or something, and everyone would put them together, and then they would ram them into each other and be like, okay, well, if your car's brakes, then mine's better, so fuck you.
Yeah.
And then they just throw them at each other. They just roll them on the ground and just slam them into each other as hard as we can. And I just made a like a huge cube with like rectangles nice. On the side, and all the other cars would just kind of like drive through or like under it, and none of their cars would be able to hit it. And it was like so thin and stringy that like pretty much anything would pass through unless you were going to actually snap like the part that was on it. It just wasn't going to fall apart. So then everybody would like run their cars into mine, and I'm like, ah, well, either I'm going to win or they're going to break the fucking thing, and I can tell on them to the teacher. this is a win-win in my book.
Hell yeah.
It's
you
like
fucking
either
played everyone.
Either I win or you go to the timeout corner. What's it gonna be?
You were mischievous.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as you can be playing with little
being it's in second
yeah,
grade
yeah.
And just enjoying.
Nah, fifth grade was my bad kid year.
Yeah. Really busted
naughty.
It out.
You know, got coal in my stocking that year. I was sniffing markers and kicking Johnny in the junk.
Poor Johnny. No kid deserves that.
It's all right.
Some kids deserve that. What do you mean?
I guess you're right.
Yeah. Some kids deserve to be beaten like, relentlessly for a little bit.
That's Whoa. Like that one bit. I think it's Bill Burr who's just like, I don't like it when people say there's no reason to hit a woman. Mm. I agree that there's no good reason to hit a woman, but there are reasons to hit women.
Like assault.
I don't beat women. I don't do that.
I don't think anyone was going to accuse you of doing that.
I don't. It's because I don't, Noah.
Why are you getting a...
Why are you always so fucking contrary to me?
Why are you being so defensive?
Because I hate you.
Noah.
Okay.
It's always funny whenever you call out somebody else, where you're like, why are you being defensive? And it's like, well, that's funny, Noah. That's funny to hear you say that.
Yeah.
It's just always funny to gaslight Noah. That's not gaslighting. That's no. just being an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a small but distinct line between being an asshole and just gaslighting people.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if you're gaslighting people, are you really an asshole? Like,
yes.
It's all in their head.
I mean, they're kind of making it up the whole time.
Yeah, they're kind of making it up.
It's not really your fault anyway.
Like, oh, you think I'm making you believe that
I'm an asshole?
Yeah. It's like,
no, you've convinced yourself that.
You're crazy, man.
You're fucking wild. I mean, I may be. I don't know, but that's not. You're clearly delusional.
Gaslighting someone into believing that you gaslighting them is not a bad thing.
If we ever like took off or anything and like people would come up to us and be like, holy shit, you're blah 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 from the Uncast, and just be
like, you didn't say your own name.
Yeah, well, fuck off. Where they come up and they're just like, oh yeah, it's you from the Uncast, can I get your autograph, and you're like, dude, what are you talking about? And they're just like, no, I listen to your podcast every day, I recognize your voice, there's like pictures of you, you're famous. And it's just like, dude, I'm just trying to like get a coffee, man.
Yeah. And
you're being crazy, all right?
Meanwhile, we're like all hanging out.
Yeah, we're
we all just join in like, who are you? Why? Like, I don't think we know you, and I don't think you know us. I think there's a misunderstanding here. We're in public, have a computer up. Like,
what are you
excuse
talking
me?
About?
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's the next episode of the podcast. It's like gaslighting our fans.
For an hour.
Yeah, we put out a huge message and just like, all of our fans gather in Times Square and we're gonna have a huge meet and greet. We sit up at the table, solid like man on the street, like set up and everything, waiting for people to come up, and then everyone comes up and they're like, woo! And then we're just like, shh, everyone quiet down. Why are you here?
What are you doing?
What are all of you doing here?
We're just trying to conduct some interviews. Just what are you here for? And they're like, we're here to see the Uncast, woo! And then we're just like, who is that?
Who is the
Uncast? Who is that? Who are you here for? That's not me. Just
and guess. It ultimately ends up with us just like packing everything up and leaving, like, okay.
Gaslight all of our fans into convincing them themselves that they're just gang stalking us.
Oh my god, though. So yes, but also did you I mean, you had to have heard about, we have a minute, but it's Markiplier's like second channel that he did with that one person.
I don't watch Markiplier,
but I remember hearing about
Unisonus,
where it was just like, and they deleted it, right?
Yeah.
That's like that.
Yeah.
Because now people are going to be like, oh no, that it was, there
no,
were,
yeah,
they did this.
Just delete everything.
That's what he did, right? I mean, he sold merch, but like beside that, like you can't go and watch those videos. I mean, you probably can, but.
People archived them.
Yeah, but it's just like, you know, that was like kind of almost that. It was kind of funny.
All right. Well, looks like we have 26 seconds left.
Anything you want to get off your chest, Noah? You want to confess right now?
What do I want to confess to?
Oh, I don't know. That? I think I hear the sounds of watermelons being squished in heaven.
I think I hear the sound of God judging you.
I mean, that's just true. I've had gay sex, so I think he's doing that.
Didn't the Pope, like, take that back?
I don't know.
It's kind of funny. A Pope shouldn't take things back, right? Like, if a Pope takes things back, it's like,
it
okay, hold on.
Validates all of
hold
religion.
On. Yeah,
I
hold
think,
on.
I think he already was just like, yeah, masturbation's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the current Pope has been all right, but that's only one sect of like Christianity, or that's Catholic. Like, he's the Catholic
one
pope.
Sect of religion.
Yeah, like general, you know.
Damn it, I can't think of a joke for sect. I failed. I'm the comedic relief man.
It's okay. You don't have to do it anymore because damn the episode it. Is over.